Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Colter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. And looking at the world today, why is it in such a mess? Well, the truth is, Satan is out of his closet and out in the open. And did you know that there is a satanic temple and its headquarters is in Salem, Michigan? Now you take a look at this statue of Satan and notice it is a goat. And notice what else? That it shows little children looking up to Satan. Now this idol of the goat is called Baphomet. And they actually go in and have rituals. They ask the state of Massachusetts to come and give an invocation at one of the political meetings that they had, and they were turned down. However, people don't realize it, that there are other cities that will be opening the Temple of Satan.
I believe it, and I'm very excited about it.
To some, this group is seen as mischievous trolls, but the Satanic Temple says it is fighting for religious freedom. This fight is central to the documentary Hail Satan.
To be called a troll, I mean, simply for asserting the right to exist, is it's a little offensive at the end of the day. But at the same time, I think people have a hard time with just with Satanism and taking it seriously because there is a humorous element to it, because they are having some fun. I mean, if there's any religion that's fun, it's Satanism.
The Satanic Temple is the largest religious satanic organization in the world. However, I think most people don't recognize that modern Satanism is largely non-theistic, and we don't venerate a personal Satan, but rather a metaphorical construct.
Hail Satan!
Despite the animosity the group has been up against, it is on a mission to change the perspective on the religion through this film.
It's a really warm-hearted film. Like, you know, there's something about the topic of Satanism that does have the potential to turn people off, like, kind of as a knee-jerk reaction. But I think that if people walk into the film, walk into the theater with an open heart, they will be very surprised at what they find. Very surprised.
Not bad.
In Hollywood, I'm Rick Damigella.
One thing that no one knew about, that one of the religious rites, R-I-T-E-S, rituals that they perform is abortion.
In 2015, the group filed a lawsuit seeking exemption from recently introduced abortion laws in Missouri on the grounds of religious freedom. Through the suit, they are appropriating the tactics of the religious right to advance their cause.
If we're asking for religious rights for all, then we need to actually understand what that means. That means religious rights for Satanists as well.
Killing the unborn. So here's what the report says. The Satanic Temple isn't just promoting the killing of unborn babies in abortions anymore. It is actually killing them through a new religious abortion practice in New Mexico. What they're doing, it is called a new religious medical arm, the TST Health. And they began doing abortions because they believe aborting unborn babies is a religious ritual and compares it to communion or baptism for Christians. Now, I want you to think about this for a minute. How many women are there who believe in abortion? How many men are there who believe in abortion? How many abortions have been committed in America since Roe versus Wade became legal? And remember, when they overturned Roe versus Wade, everyone was all excited. Oh, that was a great victory. And I wrote at the time in my monthly letter, no, that was not a great victory. Because instead of now being one battle with the Supreme Court, it's 50 battles in every state because they're joining up with Planned Parenthood to bring lawsuits against all of the states that have either banned abortion or caused restrictions on abortions. So you see what happens when evil is accepted as good. Then Satan is let out of his closet. And what else does that bring? That brings everything that we see in America today and in the world, but especially in America. Look at all the crime. All of the burnings.
You need to disperse immediately or you will be subject to arrest.
All of the drugs. The invasion of Satan in government at almost every level. The invasion of Satan in the educational system, beginning in elementary school, to sexualize children, to change gender. And they call it gender affirmation, which is purely demonic and satanic from the pits of burning hell. And everyone who thinks that he or she can change sex is sinning against God as never before. And what they are actually doing when they do that, they are making themselves a god to decide what is right and wrong. And reject the Bible and reject the truth because Satan is out of the closet. How did this happen? Remember how America started out. It started out being founded on the very principles of God, acknowledging God in the Declaration of Independence and in the Constitution, and saying that we have certain inalienable rights. Yes, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, it's all twisted around now to where who is happy anywhere? Now think about that. Why? Because God has been eliminated from government, from schools, from individual lives, and even in the churches. And they have been deceived and they don't know it. So when Satan is out of the closet, here is what happens. Let's come to Revelation 12 and verse 9. Because almost everything in the world today, it's based upon some kind of lie. And especially those things that have to do with what is called Christianity in this world. But there's lies in government, there's lies in education, there's lies in establishment Christianity, there are lies in every one of the false religions of the world. There are lies in education. There are lies in medical health care. There are lies everywhere. Who is the father of lies? Well, Jesus said that Satan, the devil, is the author of lies, and he's clever. And he comes pretending that he's bringing light. We will see that and see what happens to any nation that does that. And today in America, Christianity is failing because people don't believe in God. They don't believe in Jesus Christ. You write for our booklet. why Christianity is failing in America. And it's because those who stand in the pulpit every Sunday, that's not the day God said to keep. The Roman Catholics, what they say is that they changed it. Now, when you change anything of the Word of God, then you set yourself up as God, and you're in opposition to God. And that's exactly what Satan has done. So here's what it describes in Revelation 12 and verse 9 about Satan the devil. Now notice, and the great dragon, it's always associated with a dragon, was cast out. The ancient serpent, there's always a serpent associated with Satan the devil, who is called the devil and Satan, who is deceiving, ongoing, actively working. But he works through also people. And he starts out as bringing a little bit of light and then gets them involved in more and more depths of Satanism until when the depths of Satanism come about, which we are looking at today right now, then nothing is right. He was cast to the earth and his angels were cast down with him. Now then, Satan has angels, evil angels, who went with him in the rebellion, as we saw. And what do? They come and bring deceitfulness everywhere, even into the Word of God. We'll see that in just a minute. Let's turn there and look at that. Why is it that the religionists do not completely understand, especially those who say that they represent Jesus Christ? Because they're teaching another Christ. They're teaching another Jesus. They're teaching another gospel. And when that comes, that is from Satan, the devil. And what he likes to do is begin by perverting it and twisting it and turning it. So here, 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verse 2. For we have personally renounced the hidden things of dishonest gain, not walking in cunning craftiness. That's what Satan does. Cunning craftiness. Really very deeply involved. Nor handling the Word of God deceitfully. That's what they all do. There was a Protestant minister I was watching some time back, and he got up there and said something really true. God made us in his image so we could become like him. And he came, manifested in the flesh, so he could become like us and be our Savior. True. But then the cunning craftiness came in because he talked about the Holy Spirit and said the Holy Spirit is a person when the New Testament says it's the power of God. So that's how he works. Bring in some truth and then bring in false. Paul says, here's what the true ministers of God are to do, by manifestation of the truth. Always the truth, the truth, the truth, the Word of God, nothing but the truth. No human interpretations or satanic interpretations that come along, because there are a lot of those. How about the satanic interpretation that abortion is a religious ritual and it has constitutional protection under the Constitution of the United States? How about that for the depths of evil and cunning craftiness, right? So what happens when that happens? If our gospel is hidden, it is hidden to those who are perishing. Who's causing that? What does that mean? That means this. If you don't know the truth of God, if you don't live by the truth of God, if you don't agree with God, if you're in cross purposes with God and antagonistic to God, you are following Satan the devil. and Satan has his control over you. Now let's look at the power that he has. Verse 4, in whom the god of this age or this world, Satan is called the god of this world. And it shows in Revelation 13 that the world will worship him. So are you worshiping Satan? Let's reverse it around the other way. What do you know about the true worship of God and the truth about God that's contained in the Bible? Or are you being deceived with cunning craftiness? In whom the god of this age has blinded the minds of those who do not believe. Now that's automatic. It closes the mind of every man and woman and child to the truth of God when they give themselves over to Satan's deceitfulness. Lest the light of the gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now let's see how does that happen. Let's come to Romans, the first chapter. And it comes step by step. You take a step away from God, and Satan takes a step in. You take another step away from God, and Satan takes another step in. Whether it be in church, in school, in government, in your private life, in your family, in your children, in their education. Look at it today. Look at the evil that they have perpetrated through the religious system concerning sex change. Now that's an impossibility. But also, all of the other things that go with it, and why people are running around who are Satan possessed, demon possessed, given to evil, to murder, to every evil under the sun. So how does it happen? Romans 1, verse 19. Because that which may be known of God is manifest among them, for God has manifested it to them. For the invisible things of God are perceived from the creation of the world, being understood by the things that were made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. God has made everything, created everything, created us for a great purpose, but he's also given free moral agency, and he wants us to choose. Will we choose God or our own way? And when we choose our own way, then sooner or later, Satan comes in and replaces what you knew of God through his evil. And drug addiction cannot define Satanism any more clearly than that. And we have his word. And his word is the truth, and there's not one lie in it. And we need the truth of God to understand how we need to live, what's happening in the world, and how we need to conduct our lives, and where God is, and how do we find God, and how do we get out from underneath the bondage of Satan and into the truth of God. That's what the whole New Testament is about. Now, verse 20. For the invisible things of him are perceived from the creation of the world, being understood by the things that were made. And every time you examine something that God has made, it is awesome. Even if it is the smallest particle or the greatest gigantic galaxy. So that they are without excuse. Here's why. Because when they knew God, there was a time that this nation knew God to a great deal, great extent. Yes, indeed. But not now. They glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but they became vain in their own reasonings, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Is that the way it is? They can't think straight. They can't tell the truth. And look at all the things that Satan has to keep that going. While professing themselves to be the wise ones, they became fools. They changed the glory of the incorruptible God into the likeness of an image of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed creatures and creeping things. Now notice verse 24. This is what happens when people go to Satan instead of coming to God. For this cause, God also abandoned them. Gave them over to reprobate minds. Gave them over to the inability to understand the truth.
A church of nearly 1.5 million worldwide, represented through 3,500 in the Gem State. Rowan Astra.
Absolutely. Intrinsic.
Is a devout follower, but her church likely runs contrary to the one in your neighborhood.
I consider myself deeply religious in this matter. I'm just a Satanist.
You understand calling yourself a Satanist probably isn't winning a lot of people over.
Yeah, it's not necessarily a popular label, but it's the one that resonates.
Not as a literal character or higher power from the Bible, Rowan says the Satanic Temple looks to Satan as a symbol.
He's a figure of justice against, again, tyrannical authority that is God.
Now hold your place here and come to Psalm 53, and let's see what that is. They profess themselves to be wise, but they became fools. What does that mean? Because Psalm 53 tells us very clearly what it is and what they do, and there are fewer and fewer people who truly believe in God nowadays. All right? And that's one of the things of Satan. He starts by getting people to take one step away from God, and then he fills in a vacuum. Take another step away from God, and he fills in the vacuum. And then he comes bringing his own ideas. And now it's so that the satanic temples are going to be raised up everywhere in America. And there will be Satan clubs that little children can go to after school. And that raises another question. How many of the teachers are there who are against God? How many are there who are witches? How many are there who are lesbians? How many are there teaching the children everything that is wrong?
Who wants to be a drag queen when they grow up? I'm a girl. Yips on the drag queen go swish, swish, swish. Swish, swish, swish. Swish, swish, swish.
Drag Queen Story Hour is fantastic because it addresses all of these issues of gender fluidity and self-acceptance and all of these topics that are real, are very, very real.
Do you get it? Everyone thinks that this girl is a boy because she's a little bit of a tomboy.
It's great. So much energy. Did you like it? Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm looking for in all of our outings, is to present different ways of being in the world and make that fun and available to my kids.
Psalm 53. The fool. That's what we read in Romans, the 8th chapter, right? They said, we're wise. We have the answers. We know the truth. Oh, we've got to do this. Let the children change their gender. That's an impossible lie that will never, never happen. And may there be enough forces of people out there trying to do good that can turn that back. But that is the epitome of foolishness, stupidity against God, aligning with Satan the devil. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Yes, and that's what all of the philosophers and teachers and educators and politicians say. Well, it's all up to us human beings to solve our own problems. Huh. How has that worked? They are corrupt, have worked out abominable wickedness. There is no one that does good. Now think of that. Isn't that where it is today? Who is really doing good today? There are some few out there trying to do it, but do they have much of a voice? Will they be heard? Look at it. Most people don't understand this. Look at verse 2. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any who understood, who are seeking after God. God looks down and he sees all of this. And where's it going to lead? How's it going to turn out? But death and destruction. Now notice verse 3. Everyone is turned away from God, turned away from the truth. Ask yourself the question, how many lies do I believe? How much truth do I accept? Are you willing to accept part of the truth and part lies because it makes you feel good? You're a fool. That's what God says. You're following Satan the devil, and Satan is out in full power. Let's read on. They've altogether become corrupt. Sound like our politicians? Sound like our churches? Sound like our schools? Sound like our society? Yes, indeed. No one is doing good, no, not even one. Will the workers of iniquity never learn? No! They eat up my people as they eat bread. They have not called upon God. No, they don't call upon God. They don't look to God. They don't recognize God. They become God themselves. And that's exactly what Satan wants, because he owns everyone who comes to that point. Because Satan is out of his closet. Now you need our booklet, Why Christianity is Failing in America. And you need our book, Lord, What Should I Do? How You Come to God. That's in Lord, What Should I Do? You need to come to God His way. You need to come to God through His truth. You need to come to God through repentance. See? What is it out there in the world that you want? It's all going to become corrupt and disastrous. We're going to see what's going to happen, because the laws of God are like the law of gravity, and they always work. So death and destruction lay ahead of us as never before. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So this is Fred Calder, until next time, saying so long, everyone.